from WIPR.
This is More Than Words, where we have the mic
and tell stories of our Baltimore,
our streets,
our schools,
our lives,
our future.
I'm Johnna McCone. I report on education at WIPR. In this story, Frederick Douglass High School student Miles explores mentorship and tight-knit relationships in his community.
My name is Miles Thompson, and I want to show the good perspective of Black families. They're always positive, come with negatives. Black families are not always about yelling, fussing, and like people do make mistakes, but Black families have that positive, that close, and I want to express my family in that way and show how close we are, even with through our mistakes, and show how much love we have with each other.
What a diaper bag at, James?
James is my older brother. He's 24, and he has a one-year-old daughter named Skylar.
It's what? Where is it at? Oh, I said, never mind.
That's my sister, Sydney. My house can sometimes be loud and rowdy at first glance. I live with James, Sydney, Skylar, my mom, and my brother's girlfriend. Here's all of us at a family get-together we had this fall.
She acts just like you. I've been doing the same thing with mom.
My family, we can be great supports for each other when we need it. Often, we hear negative things about Black families. Of course, there are stereotypes. Jail, the parents don't care, and the father's not there. My dad stays in my life. I go see my dad on the weekends. I talk to my dad every weekend. Every time I get a chance to see him, I talk to him. I try to stay close with my dad. Like, they're always role models in that family. My mom really cares. There are people that really care in the family for me. I live near Park Heights in Baltimore. I found brothers and mentorships in all kinds of ways. These guys tease me a lot, but that shows me how life actually is.
Y'all trying to stop a Black man trying to get his dream. I'm trying to be a reporter.
See, that's the thing. Man, we got to school you with life. That's how businesses sink and swim.
That's my brother James and Brandon and my friend Steve. When I first started recording this story, they were a bit surprised, but pretty inspired that I was working for what I want.
What happened to him?
He was the cleanest one.
Trust him to negotiate, and with Hillary, you can't trust her the whole information, so it's like either way.
We talk about things that affect us, but with a sense of humor.
Nah, man, actually, Bush Jr. 2.0, this 2.5 right
now. Oh, yeah, because you got Bush Jr.
Yeah, Bush 2.5.
My friends influenced me to stay positive, but other people I know haven't had the same guidance when they were young.
What did you go to jail for?
For attempt murder.
You went there for attempt murder?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I gave my friend Chaz, who has way more life experience than me, a call. I found out Chaz went to prison for 4 years when he was 15.
It was over drug money.
Oh, drug money. Oh, when you first started selling drugs?
Like 14.
14? That makes me wonder who was there guiding Chaz when he was just a kid. What was happening in his life that drove him to sell drugs? I've never been on the other side, and I don't intend to. I know my brothers would pull me aside and talk to me if I wasn't doing right. My uncle has been to jail, turned his whole life around from selling drugs back then into like, he made a positive, went to college, did something. He did something positive with his life. He turned it around. So I decided to chat with him more on his life decisions. Okay, cool. Welcome to Morning Words, though, Uncle Jamie. Would you have done anything different as a teenager?
Yeah, I was a little knucklehead. You know, I was kind of like one of those they call educated thugs. You know, I was too smart for my own good. I always wanted to test the establishment, test the system, and a lot of times I didn't get the right result that I thought I would get. But got myself in some trouble. You know, at the age of 17, I caught my first felony. And at the age of 18, I caught my second felony, which landed me in prison for 10 years. You know, when I first got in there, I still was on a thinking I know everything. So I really kind of messed myself up the first couple years I was in there. But I was in there, just, you know, fighting, you know, gambling, making wine, testing the establishment. And then, you know, that kept me in there. So every time I went up for parole, they said, come back next year.
But Uncle Jamie changed his life around and ended up leaving prison early. My uncle affected the whole family with his decisions.
Me going through that, none of your uncles went through it. Because they seen how it affected me and the family dynamic. I mean, your dad, he got in trouble one time in his life for pushing a car in the street, him and some football guys. They was in high school. And all the football teams, you know, they all hanging out Friday night. They won the game, so he took a car and pushed it in the middle of the street. and the police had to bring him home, and that's the only trouble he ever been in ever. Yeah. But I was the only one that actually did, you know, prison time.
So, like, what words would you have for, like, kids my age that's going through the same thing you going through or did the same stuff that you did?
One of the major pivotal points of me getting in trouble and really changing my life around was the prison. But literally 9 months before that, I was shot 4 times. Helicopter ride, shot, trauma, all because of, you know, a misunderstanding. I'm arguing with some guys, and I still got 2 bullets in me to this day. You can't win. This is a system, and this is a game. If you're a betting person, you cannot win. You're either going to be in jail or you're going to be dead. I think one of the bigger things that I did when I got out of jail is I had to learn to just disassociate myself from these activities and these friends. So I couldn't go around the homeboys. I couldn't go around the neighborhood. I couldn't hang out at the clubs because these all were triggers to put me back to where I came from. And I got many of friends that came home and went back.
Uncle Jamie grew up in the Lafayette Housing Projects on the east side of Baltimore, sharing a bedroom with my dad, my Uncle Jay, and my Uncle Poole. He didn't come from much, but he decided to go to college, and then he applied for a few jobs, but his record of a felony kept coming up and keeping him from getting a job. So he created his own job.
And my business that I have right now that's extremely successful is I own an assisted living that I take care of kids that age out of social service so they can't be in foster home. That's when I take them on. Miles, you know this.
Yeah, I was with you.
I turned my first home into assisted living, and then I got 3 own homes. I take care of close to 35 clients. You know, most of them are young, but I got them to 85 years old to 21. And you give them a better quality of life. You help them out. You encourage them. And so that's very, very, very rewarding because a lot of these guys were on the verge of getting in trouble.
Now he lives in Atlanta with his family. In Baltimore, Uncle Jamie has a bail bondsman business too, which keeps him connected to people who have faced trouble with the law. He's a big part of my life and a mentor for me. What do you think, like, men that aren't, like, immediate family, they're not family at all, but, like, they're, like, a mentor to them. What do you think of, what effect do you think they have on black kids also?
Mentors come in all shapes and sizes, different social status. We need more mentors. All you basically need to do is have a working phone and have a listening ear and knowing how to objectively give people positive ideas. And you can be a mentor. So I encourage and I challenge anyone that's listening to this program to be a mentor.
People like my brothers and uncles, they inspire and teach me new ways of thinking and getting through life. My family is what holds me together. Sometimes mentors are people you might not expect.
Xavier, Miles, Danera, and Chanel report the show.
Johnny McCone and Jamila Krimple edit and produce More Than Words.
Thanks to Dr. Patterson and Miss Young from Frederick Douglass High School.
This special series is supported by grant funding from the Philip and Beryl Sachs Family Foundation.
Our theme music was produced by me, Xavier Plater.
To learn more about this series and to hear other students' stories, visit wypr.org/morethanwords. Tell me what you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what you know about night. There is nothing. You don't really care about the truth.